Matthew chapter 12, and I'm going to read some verses in 2 Timothy and let you stay there. I'll catch up with you in just a minute. I want you to listen closely what the Bible says, beginning in verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now listen to what the Bible says. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away by divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What's said in these verses is on my heart to pick out just a couple of words. You probably would not guess them if you guessed for a long time. In verse 2, it says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Well, I said in that verse, but in my heart are the two words, shall be. For men, people, shall be. The implication is that they were not at one time, but now they are. They have changed. They're in Matthew chapter 24, where I want you to be at in verse 12. It says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. In 2 Timothy, the verse says, for men shall be. They were not, but now they are. In Matthew, Jesus warns us about these last days that we're living in, I'm convinced. And he says that because iniquity shall abound, because things will get so bad, because things will get so wicked, because of the influence of the world, the love of many shall wax or cold or draw or change. It'll be wax cold. It literally means to diminish significantly. To diminish significantly. It talks about the influence around us. And one thing that Jesus warned about, one thing that Paul warned about, was the fact that all that's going on around us, if we aren't careful, will change us. We'll be influenced by what's going on in our world, our life, our country. That's one of the worst things that can happen. The implication is a change and not a good one. I thought about this when I talked to an old friend of mine, well, a few months ago now. This man used to be in church. He used to be what I would consider a devoted and devout Christian. He was faithful in church, loved the Lord, talked about loving Him, talked about praying, and I believe that he did. But he has not been in church now for years. Well, I tried to contact him. He's a friend of mine, and I wanted to try and help him, and he finally got to where he wouldn't even answer the phone and wouldn't even allow me to come to see him. But he called not long ago, and I was amazed at the difference in this man and how his even viewpoint of the world and, unfortunately, politics had changed. And I sat there and I thought, I don't even know you. You are completely different. Something has happened to you. You have changed. And that's a good example of what Jesus is warning us about and Paul is warning us about. And I am warning us about this morning. How the world will influence us and change us if we aren't careful. And I want to try and deal with this thought. Jesus is talking about some signs that are coming. And Paul's talking about some signs that are coming. Things that we will see to warn us his coming is close. Now in Matthew 24, it's talking about the second coming, so the rapture's even closer. There are some signs that we can see to warn us about the fact that his coming is getting closer. But I want to preach this morning on this. Signs I have seen. Not just in the world's viewpoint and all that we could talk about that surely is very clear, but things that I have seen. And the one thing I want to center my attention on this morning is the fact that somehow some people have changed and warn us to not let it happen to us. Now, the thing that's important for us to remember is that God never changes. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. By the way, if you're right, you don't have to change. And more than just you don't have to change, if you're right and God is, you shouldn't change. And not only is God always right and should never change and will never change, His Word is right and it will never change. Now, the world changes, and unfortunately, the church changes, and unfortunately, we may change, but that does not mean God's Word is different. It is still the same. It is settled forever in heaven where man cannot corrupt it. Whether we change or not does not change God and does not change His Word. It is still the same that it ever was. I want to mention first, change can be sudden. Sometimes things just abruptly changes in your life. One car wreck can leave you paralyzed. Your life will never be the same. Someone you love dies and it seems like life just never is quite the same. Things can happen suddenly. One phone call can change your life quickly. Sometimes change is sudden, it's quick, it's unexpected, and it changes your life forever. Change not only can be sudden, but change can be slow. Slowly, and I believe the indications in these verses is this change comes about slowly. Gradually, not something quick and abrupt, but something that is slow and almost unnoticeable. It seems like we want things to change sometimes. You ever had a prayer request? You ever gone through a circumstance? I know you have. And you want things to change and you want things to improve and you pray about it and you long for it and you hope it'll get better and it seems like it's not changing. If anything, it's getting worse. And we want things to change and we want things to improve and we wonder why in the world, Lord, are you not answering my prayer? But I believe it's kind of like the caterpillar into the butterfly. It's very slow, but it's significant. And when that butterfly finally bursts out, oh, what a difference it is. And what has happened through that process is the worm became a butterfly. It got changed through the circumstances it went through. By the way, that's what God wants to happen to us. We want our circumstances to change. He wants us to change. And it may be until we change, our circumstances won't change because He's doing that work in us. And sometimes it seems so slow. In fact, it doesn't just seem like it. It is. And you're kind of like me. You want everything to happen quick when there's something good. I say this morning, change can be sudden and change can be slow. But I want to mention number three, change can be spiritual. Change is not always bad. Change is good. I think about what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That's a change, and it's a good one. That happened to me in March the 2nd, 1975. I hope it's happened to you. If it hasn't, you need to let that happen this morning. You need to be saved today. Boy, you talk about a change, but a good change, a spiritual change. Change can be spiritual. In 2 Thessalonians 1:3, It talks about Paul's talking about those people of Thessalonica. And he said, because your faith groweth exceedingly. And he talks in those verses about their love growing. That's a change, but it's a good change. No, we ought to be growing. We ought to be changing. We ought to be developing. We ought to have more faith now than we did last year. We ought to have more love today than we did last week. We ought to be growing. We ought to be changing. A good change is a good thing. God says in Isaiah 54, verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out your tent. Stretch out your cords. Drive your stakes deeper. What's he saying? Get bigger, grow, develop. Change can be a good thing. It can be a spiritual thing. And God wants us to constantly be changing to the better. And by the way, no one here, including me, doesn't need that. We all need that kind of change where we're growing in the Lord, loving Him more, loving others more. He wants that. We ought to, every one of us this morning, take a good, honest look at ourselves and ask ourselves, have I changed to the better or to the worse? Probably we have changed some. And I ask this morning, are you one of the ones that the love of the world has let your love of God grow cold? Has the iniquity of this world affected you and allowed your love for the Lord to grow cold? Love for the Lord is important. I'm talking this morning about change. I'm talking about some signs I've seen, some people changing, the church changing. Change can be sudden, and change can be slow, and change can be spiritual, change can be sinful. And I guess that's where my message is going. Some change grieves God. When it's contrary to His word, it grieves Him. It angers Him, rightfully so. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 12, that verse that I read, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's a sinful kind of change. To where the love for the Lord and the love for the Word and the love for the church and love for Christians waxes cold or grows cold, gradually grows cold. And I want to tell you what, that's what we're seeing in our day. That's what we're seeing in our day. I'm talking about signs I've seen. Things that I can pinpoint. Things that I've seen in the world today. Wickedness has increased, but the worldly thinking in God's people has increased. In these verses in 2 Timothy, that's one reason why I read them, he warns us about selfishness. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Want our way instead of God's way. Want things to go our way instead of His. He warns us about worldliness. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Boy, that's rampant in our day. He warns us about formalism, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And hey, it's okay to have church. It's okay to meet, okay to sing, okay to preach. But just let's go, get it over, and get back home, get home to my life, get back out to where I want to enjoy myself. We'll go to the form, but that's all we want. That's what we're seeing so much in our world today. 1 Timothy 4 also warns us about things. It warns us about indifference. It says their conscience seared with a hot iron. An indifference. See all that's going on in this world. And all that's happening to the church, and they don't care. They're untouched, unmoved. I tell you what, there's an epidemic of that. I'm talking about signs I've seen. He warns us about backsliding in 1 Timothy 4:1. In the latter days, latter times, some shall depart from the faith. He says there's going to be some just kicking out, throwing in the towel, getting out of church. And there's people who have done that and have been out of church for years. I'm telling you, he said there's some signs we better watch for. I have seen some of those signs. I'm trying to emphasize one thing this morning. Change in our hearts and change in our lives. The world's going to be the world, and the apostasy is going to happen. But I don't want to be one of the ones that's in that bunch. I don't want to change to the negative. I don't want to be one of the ones where my heart waxes cold, my life waxes liberal. I said this morning, change can be sudden. It could happen quickly. Change can be slow. Seems like it takes forever. Change can be spiritual. It can be a good thing. Change can be sinful. It can be a bad thing. But I want to mention this. Change can be subtle. Now, I said slow, but subtle is different than slow. Slow means it happens slowly. Guess you got that. But subtle means it happens so slowly you don't even notice it. Watch me. Look here. Look a little closer. Did you see that? What was that, a half inch that I stepped to my right? That wasn't very noticeable. I didn't go very far from where I was, but I've changed. And look here. 2 or 3, 4 or 5, 6 or 7 of these add up in a hurry. It is subtle, but there's still change. And that's what the Bible warns us about. He says the change in your life probably will not be abrupt. It probably will not happen suddenly, but it'll happen suddenly and slowly. Little by little, so slow, so subtle, you won't even notice the difference. When I talked to my friend the other day, I sat there and I thought, what in the world has happened to you? And some of our discussions where he used to talk about the Lord and godly things and conservative thoughts, all that's gone. But I guarantee you, when I told him my opinion, I guarantee he thought, what's wrong with you? What has happened to you? And see, that's what happens. When we change, we start looking at others and say, what in the world is wrong with them? What has happened to the church? It's not what it used to be. What has happened to the preacher? What has happened to my friend? What has happened to them? What has happened to them? What has happened to them? Well, we might ought to look at ourselves and say, what has happened to me? I know somebody not long ago, I think I've told you this before, raised in an old-fashioned church, good old-fashioned church, and they made this statement. The old-fashioned gospel singing doesn't do anything for me anymore. And the first thing I thought is, you're in trouble. And then I thought this, well, the old-fashioned gospel singing ain't the one that's changed. You're the one that changed. And I want to tell you what, we better be careful about change, not just our music, but our way of thinking. We need to make sure that we do not allow change that is negative to happen to our lives. You see, the devil wants to gradually change us. That's what he did with Lot. Come here, Lot. Look down there. Look at those lights in Sodom. You hear that laughter? You hear that music? And Lot, the dumb old thing, pitched his tent towards Sodom and was drawn in slowly and subtly. He didn't just get up one morning loving the Lord and head off to Sodom. The devil gradually changed him. What about the prodigal? He didn't, even though he left quickly, that building up to his desire to leave, to go to the far country, was a subtle thing. It's changing slowly and subtly and not even noticeable almost. The bad thing about it, we don't notice. Those three little steps become one big step. And see, what happens is our mind changes first. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many, the love of many shall wax cold. Because of what's going on around us, and it is a wicked world, it's an ungodly world. It's a world that despises God and the things of God, and we aren't careful, it'll influence us. We will be changed by it. Listen, so what do we need to do? I think first, We need to be settled. Settled. Steadfast. Almost a godly stubbornness. We don't need to be stubborn in the wrong way, but we need to be settled in the right way. In other words, I know what I believe because I know what God says. That verse that I read, it says that many false prophets shall rise. Those false prophets may be in the pulpit. There's a whole lot of air going on in pulpits today. You can hear everything under the sun in a pulpit by somebody who claims to be a preacher. And there are people by the droves that are following them. We need to be careful about what we listen to. We need to be settled. He says that it's going to be false prophets, and those prophets may be in the pulpit, but they may be at work in the person sitting beside you at the other desk, or the neighbors, or the news. I'll tell you one thing. If you listen and watch the news very much, bless your heart, you're going to be one depressed person. When our new president first got in, I thought I'm going to try and really listen and watch what all was going on, and I'm going to try and pull for him and all that stuff. And I tell you what, I got so depressed, I thought I have got to turn this mess off a little while. Listen to me. The world wants us to be like the world. Is that true? But it's not all. The devil wants us to be like the world. And he will slowly, subtly put things in our mind to convince us. You way too hard. You way too old-fashioned. By the way, could I just say this? If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it was wrong 100 years ago, it's still wrong. Got news for you. Don't care what the school says. Don't care what the government says. Homosexuality is still rotten, perverted, and it is sinful, and it makes God sick and angry. It does not matter the world says it's normal. It does not matter that people are. Do you believe this? That parents are letting their children decide if they're a boy or a girl when they get 4 or 5 or 6 years old? I got news for you. I can look and tell you in about a half a second if it's a boy or a girl. And I don't mean that in a vile way at all. It shows you the world. But listen, the world wants to draw us into it. And if we ain't careful, we'll get to listening. Listen, drinking is still wrong. Getting drunk, drinking wine or liquor or beer is still wrong. I'm telling you, these things are wrong. Fornication in any form is wrong. Adultery in any form is wrong. Lying and cheating and all this stuff that God says is wrong, it is still wrong. The world says it's okay. But the world is a liar, and the world wants to draw us into itself. And if we ain't careful, we'll be drawn into it. We'll be slowly, subtly changed. Our political views, our spiritual views, our social views, the world wants us to start believing like them. Because if the world can get us to believe like them and think like them, we'll start acting like them. Notice what the verse says. The heart is what waxes cold. The love, it starts on the inside. Because when we change on the inside, we're going to eventually change on the outside. So many times we see in this Bible the importance of church and Bible and prayer and all that. But the devil, the world will say, oh, you don't need all that stuff. And listen, in your own mind, the devil will say, oh, going to church is not that important. People who don't even come to church at all, not just this church, but other churches who used to be faithful, aren't even in church now because they listen to the devil's lie and slowly drawn away. One service. One evening, one Wednesday, that's all it takes. Slowly and subtly. I'm talking about change. I'm talking about some signs I've seen. We need to be settled. Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. As it gets worse and worse out in the world, it'll wear us down if we're not careful. And the Lord does not want us as God's children to resemble the world at all. I don't even know how I saw it. I was studying and did a search And over to the side, there was a YouTube advertisement or whatever, and it's talking about gospel singing. And I clicked it, and man, I'm telling you, it looked to me like I was back in the Deep Purple days and the Doobie Brothers and Pink Floyd and all that stuff. I'm telling you, boy, and I don't even know what they're saying because it's so distracted by the music and everything. And that was gospel singing. And if I say something about that, they get mad. But God hasn't changed his mind about he does not want his people to look and act like the world. That's why 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He says, if any man loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We are not to love the world. Surely we shouldn't be a part of the world. We ought to be excited about the things of God. Colossians 3:2. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. He says, love, the love of many shall wax cold. Love the things of God. What should we do? Number one, we should be settled. We need to be settled. It says, for many false prophets. They're going to come whispering. They're going to come talking. You're going to see it. You're going to hear it. All the error, all the false, all the sin that says, it's okay. Don't be so hard. We need to be settled to where we know the truth and we don't give in to the error. We need to be settled. I think we need to be sensitive. It says there, the love of many shall wax cold. But it also says in verse 11, shall deceive many. Many will be deceived. In other words, they'll say, you know what? I believe you're right. Surely God doesn't want a just so strict life, and surely it's okay, and things have changed. Things have evolved. The world's different now than it used to be. Surely it's okay, but it isn't okay. We need to make sure that we do not let the world get our attention. We need to be sensitive. We need to be able to hear God, be sensitive to his voice, and know his voice, and recognize we need to be sensitive to God. We need to be sensitive to the devil. And when he whispers something in our ears, we need to say, hey, that's the devil. That's a lie. I'm not listening to that. We need to be sensitive to our own selves. And if there's been any change at all, no matter how subtle, we need to be alert to that, aware of that, to where we don't be drugged down by the world. When God warns us, we need to be willing to listen and give heed. We need to be settled. We need to be sensitive. And I believe number three, we need to be surrendered. In other words, I know what my flesh wants. My flesh wants what the world wants. We just will be honest. Some people say, if you get saved, you won't love sin. Well, I don't know where in the world they got that from. Now, I despise the results of sin, and I despise how it hurts God and grieves me and makes me feel bad. But I want to tell you what, there's still pleasure in sin for a season. We still have an old flesh. And we need to surrender not to what flesh wants, but what God wants. Now, listen, some of you would rather be at home right now in your flesh, sitting on the recliner watching some show than having to come here. That's the flesh part, but your spirit says, get yourself up and come to church. And you know what? I was glad. I've got a good spiritual part. I've got a bad fleshly part. And my good spiritual part was excited about getting here this morning. So we need to be surrendered to our Father and his will. Not what I want, not what my flesh wants, but what he wants. I just want to ask you this. I want to ask you this. I'm done. Have you changed? Have you changed? Are you listening to the world? Are you listening to the mess you see on TV, even the news? And allowed your thoughts to become more earthly, human, liberal, fleshly, ungodly? Have you let the world influence you? Jesus warns about that. He warns about that. And he says, that is a sign that I'm about to come back. I want us all to look inside real close this morning. But more than that, I want us all to say, Lord, please show me myself. How have I changed? Have I changed to the good? I hope so. But have I changed? Am I drifting? Am I becoming one of the statistics? Am I becoming one of those that Jesus warned about, that the love is waxing cold? And my desire to serve God and my thoughts and my attitude and my beliefs and my thinking, has it changed? And I want us to rush back to God and say, Lord, please help me to be right.